Smart.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair on my head, not my shoulder.
And he does, because perhaps he's in denial, and maybe, you know what? He just looks good, despite his age. And hello, 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 and this is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. Now, we have a terrific show today. You know, sometimes our shows get a little lugubrious. We're talking about health, good health, bad health, not this show. Here we're going to be talking about terrific places for you to live that really allow you to give back to the community. And if you didn't know it, life purpose adds years to your life. And in the first part of our show, we're going to be talking about travel, but in a very particular way. We have with us Robert Berber. You may already know him because he is the creator of Dough Roller, terrific podcast, a very rich in content blog, where he, a lapsed lawyer like me, he'll say retired, I say lapsed, but Robert Berber has turned to becoming a financial advisor of a very particular kind. He is there for you. For your financial freedom. He doesn't give advice one-on-one. He gives it in the broadest possible way he can over the internet and through his podcast. And he's with us today just focusing on travel. But I promised him, I didn't want you to think that's all you can find on Dough Roller. I've used his article on tools, some of the best tools there are for you to take control over your finances. I recently read his wonderful Vanguard interview on giving to charity. So there's so much in there that we really have a short show. We can't do it. But let's say hello to Robert Berber right now. And hi, Robert. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, thanks for having me. And I think I like your idea of lapsed attorney, too.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, your podcast is downloaded 150,000 times a month. I mean, that's a lot for somebody who isn't backed by the big organizations. Because you give really hardcore, important advice. And we're going to jump in this holiday summer season, right before 4th of July, to talk about some of your Dough Roller financial freedom ideas when it comes to travel. And I'm going to pick the one that I thought is perhaps the most important, and that is budgeting, best ways to budget a vacation. There's a big company, Robert, who says we spend more time planning our vacation and planning our retirement. And that's supposed to be bad. And I say, so what? It's a wonderful thing to plan your travel. But how can we budget in a sensible way for it?
Well, the first thing is to actually budget for your travel, which sounds kind of silly. But what happens a lot of times is that folks, you know, that we're really good at budgeting, well, at least some of us are good at budgeting the monthly expenses. You know, we know we've got to pay our rent or mortgage every month and our car payment and our utilities. We forget to factor in travel and other sort of periodic expenses when we're figuring out our spending for the year. And so what happens is, though, you end up getting surprised, even though you know it's coming. You know, we all know we're going to take our vacation in the summer or during spring break or whatever. But from a planning perspective, we just totally forget about it. And so the first thing is to work it into the budget, so that you know not only how much you can spend on a vacation, but how much you want to spend. You know, just because you can spend it doesn't mean that you should. So by making it part of your overall budget, you're also able to figure out, okay, how much should I spend on a vacation versus contributing, as you mentioned, retirement, contributing to my retirement accounts, to paying down debt, to every other financial priority that you have. So that's the first thing that I always recommend, is put it into an overall budget with everything else that you have in terms of financial priorities.
And, you know, one of the things that that's very useful in Dough Roller, which is Robert Berber's blog, in the tools section, and you'd think this is unrelated, but it really is very related to what we're talking about. He has a tool there that shows you, if you pay down some of your debt, how fast would it disappear, particularly your mortgages. It's a worthwhile thing to do. If you're going to go for an extra day of vacation, and that's going to cost you $300 every year, you might take a look and see how much financial freedom can you buy for that one day of vacation by looking at the information and tools on what if you pay down a debt. And then you can say to yourself, you know what? It's worth it for me to take one day less or to take a staycation and get that much debt freedom, or not. Or say what I've done many times, you know what? I'll live now and save later. It's fine, as long as you know where you're at. But, Robert, one of the things you're kind of a magician with is using the right credit cards. And people are in the street running around with tears in their eyes saying, what credit card should I use? What's my best rewards? Because it's almost like keeping up with all your finances. It's very complicated. So what's in your research showing the best cards to maximize your rewards?
Yeah, so if you're focused specifically on rewards for travel, the first thing to keep in mind is that you don't actually, the best card may not actually be one that's branded as a travel card, right? What you want to figure out is how you spend your money, and then figure out which card is best given how you're going to use it. So, for example, you know, you can use a generic cashback credit card, and if that's going to generate the most rewards for you, that's fine. You just get the cash, and then you use the cash for your travel. Right? You don't need a card that necessarily builds miles or points, for example. Having said that, the best cards out there right now, I'll give you some specific examples. One is the Chase Sapphire Reserve card. They at one point had a 100,000 point bonus. That's now down to 50,000. But that's still a pretty significant bonus. And if you use those miles for travel through Chase's travel portal, you actually get an extra 50% bonus. So those 50,000 points are actually worth $750 worth of travel booked through Chase. And then on top of that, the card gives you basically a 3% reward for if you use the card for travel or restaurants. So even beyond the bonus, you can accumulate, you know, benefits pretty quickly if you travel a lot or if you eat out a lot. So that's one that I would recommend, certainly one that I use. The other one I like, it's sort of an everyday card, is the Citi Double Cash, which is effectively 2% cash back card on all purchases. You get 1% when you buy something with the card, and then 1% when you pay the bill. And so it's 2%, and there's no categories to worry about. So it's basically 2% on everything. It's cash. It's a cash back card. You don't earn miles or points, but you can get the cash in the form of a deposit into your Citibank account, or if you don't bank at Citi, just a check in the mail. And so that, you know, we use that actually to pay for our children's college tuition. And so we actually can accumulate.
Yeah, because if you put big ticket items on that, you get a lot of cash back. Yeah.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but we accumulate rewards pretty quickly when we do that.
Yeah, I would be able to put in $500,000 because my kids went to the two most expensive schools in the United States. So I think I might have broken the card if I actually did that. But let's talk about what gets offered to us all the time, and that is the airline cards. Every time you're on an airplane now, one of the stewardesses or stewards are really pitching their card. Get it now. Get it while you're still on the plane. You'll get more rewards. What's your take on those?
So if you fly the same airline a lot, and some people do, particularly on business where they go to the same place frequently, and so it's the same airline, then the airline cards can be ideal. They're also ideal if you know you're planning a pretty expensive trip and you know you've got to be on a specific airline and you can use their bonus rewards when you get a new card and you have a certain spending requirement, you get bonus miles. It can be very effective there. For folks that sort of don't travel on the same airline, they just want the cheapest flight, I think airline cards are less desirable. You'd be better off with the kind of card that gives you rewards that can be used on any airline.
And I do want to remind everybody, we're speaking with Robert Berber, and if you do go to DoRoller, and we'll give you the exact URL in a second, you will actually find the tools section does have a list of these tools, these specific cards. You'll find how to improve your credit rating, because some people can't get these cards, Robert, because until they improve their credit rating. So that's if you have to start from scratch, you'll start from scratch, basically rebuilding yourself. Because what Robert Berber is about is not necessarily travel, but, as he says, financial freedom. So we have about 50 seconds left, Robert, and I just, before we go to our next segment when we talk about hidden travel bargains and rewards, tell us a little bit about that mission and how you came to the idea of financial freedom being the real core of what you want to bring to the public.
Yeah, it's how I end every podcast show. The best thing money can buy is financial freedom, and that's just been my focus for the last decade or so, and that is, to me, financial freedom is more important than a vacation. You know, now that's not may not be true for all your listeners, but that's true for me. And it's true for, it's more important than buying a bigger home or a nicer car. And when you have that focus, then you're focused on saving and investing.
True. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about how DoRoller is going to help you do just that. Don't you go anywhere. We're going to be lying high together. We'll be right back.
Happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Biz Talk Radio.
The past doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
And hello, hello, hello once again, and this is Adrienne Berg, and I am your host of Generation Bold. That's, a lot of people ask me, where did I get that name from? Well, I didn't get the name. My daughter, who was a little girl at the time, said, oh, Generation Bold, because when you are old, like me, you get bold. And I was 44 when I had my second child, so I guess to her I was pretty old, but bold. And so when I created the show, Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And we're talking about a very uncomfortable truth right now with Robert Berber, who is the creator of Dough Roller. He's going to give you the wonderful access to his podcast and his blog in a moment. But there's an uncomfortable truth here. We've been talking about going on vacation and using credit cards to amass points, and he's given specific cards, and it's terrific. But what if you're not credit worthy? Many people who are listening right now have fooled around and had some credit issues. And among many other things, Robert is an expert in helping you get out of those kinds of problems. So first, Robert, tell everybody how to find Dough Roller, because it has so many things, so many aspects of personal finance on it that they need.
The URL, the website is just doughroller.net, doughroller.net. And if you go there, you'll find a link to the podcast as well and the content that we publish. I have some great writers that help me write great content to help people achieve financial freedom.
And that is his mission. And part of financial freedom, of course, is being debt-free. And it is true. You're going on a vacation, you're spending $2,000 or $3,000, and you realize that, in fact, it might be on your credit card, or you haven't paid off last month's credit card, or the mortgage is looming, and who knows. And so along with your flight bag, you're taking a whole big bag of guilt, too, with you wherever you go, perhaps every day of your life. So let's go back, Robert, to your many ways of helping people relieve themselves of debt and improve their creditworthiness. Jump in, because you've got so many things to say about this.
So the first thing is, you know, we've talked about these reward credit cards, and they can be beneficial, but as a general rule, you need a credit score, I would say, of 700 or higher. It's just a rough estimate to qualify for the best credit cards. It's not a guarantee that you will. They look at other things beyond your credit score, but as a general rule, you need a credit score of over 700, and a lot of people don't have a score that high. So if you're looking to improve your score, not just for credit cards, but also for a mortgage or to refinance a mortgage, it has other implications. The basic things you have to do, one is, of course, pay your debts on time. The worst thing you can do is have late payments on your credit report. That will lower your score faster than anything. And late payments can stay on your credit report for 7 years. Now, they don't have the same effect on your score. As they get older and older, they impact your score less and less. But the key is to pay your debts on time. The second thing that I think a lot of people don't always appreciate is something that the folks in the credit industry call your credit utilization. So how much of your available credit are you actually using? So if you have $10,000 in credit card credit and you're using all 10,000 of it, you've maxed out your card, your credit utilization will be 100%, and that's a very bad thing as it relates to your credit score. They want to see that you've got enough available credit that you could handle, withstand a financial emergency. So you want to keep your credit utilization as low as you possibly can. Now, I know that may be easier said than done, but if you can pay off that credit card debt and lower your credit utilization, it will absolutely have a positive impact on your credit score. Those are the two big things. There are other factors, but on-time payments and a low credit utilization are the two most important factors.
Yeah, and also in your toolbox there, people sometimes don't know their credit score, and they don't know how to fix some of the things that are on it that may even be wrong. And you do have help for that sort of thing. Tell us about that.
Yeah, there's a couple of free and one paid resources you can go to. Two that I like are Credit Sesame and Credit Karma. They're both free, and they will give you a version of your credit score, but more importantly, they will show you what's helping your score and what's hurting your score. And you can then look at that to see what you need to fix. You know, you can also get copies of your credit report to see if there are errors on it. But even if there aren't any errors, those services will show you what you need to do to improve your score. FICO has a paid tool, and you can find that at myfico.com. And it does effectively the same thing.
And in fact, as two lawyers, we can tell you that you have rights. And in my case, we have many, many times in the past, before I lapsed, we worked with people who were getting divorces, and they really did have terrible credit scores. And it was true that if we wrote the right letter, just like they tell you to do in the credit help companies, they really did remove some of these things and improve their credit score. So don't despair. There's an awful lot you can do to improve that, and then you can get some of these goodies that Robert Berber is telling you about, whether you have the credit cards that give you cash back or points and so on. So before we leave, Robert, though, we have time to go through something else that I think is maybe the overriding theme here. You talk about financial freedom. And you talk about putting your money into your own financial freedom. Wouldn't you think that that would be something taught in schools? And wouldn't you think that this would be a kind of mission that most people have? And yet, no, they really do plan to spend and not be free and always have to work for the next time that they spend. Is that cultural? I mean, you do so much writing, so much speaking. You get a lot of feedback from your listeners and readers. Is this something that is new to us because we have affluence, or is it endemic just to the human condition? You're a thinker when it comes to why people do not make themselves financially free when they can.
You know, that is such a great question, and within our, you know, my community, we debate this topic. You know, there are some people that just have, they fall on hard times and they have financial issues for reasons beyond their control. But we all know there are plenty of people that just make choices day by day by day, and those choices either lead them towards financial freedom or lead them away from financial freedom. And I've racked my brain to figure out why some people move towards financial freedom and others don't. And I don't know that there's any one reason. You know, part of it, I think, is this sense that happiness is tied to spending money. Yeah, that we need to, like we talked about vacations. Do we need a vacation to be happy? Do we need a certain size home to be content? Do we need two cars in the garage to be fulfilled? And I think part of it is cultural. I think part of it is very much our country and this notion of consumerism, and that happy. I think for many people, happiness is the house you live in and the car you drive. But I do think there's a growing number of people that say, no, that's not really how I want to define fulfillment.
I will tell you that for those of you who've had difficulty getting out of debt or just starting to save, and that can be at any age, please take a look at Joe Roller. And we will be right back. We'll talk about another kind of happiness. How you can find it by helping your community. Thank you, Robert. It's been a terrific
pleasure. And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold.
Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio.
That doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
And we are back, and we are back with our promise, and the promise was that we're going to show you how to have more life engagement by choosing an environment for your living where you can give back to the community, where you can stay fit, where you can eat right, and where this is kind of the culture that's around you. And we know that culture feeds on itself. When people around you are a certain way, you become that way. And if they're all couch potatoes, you have nobody to go anywhere with. But not if you were in one of the many culture home communities. We're speaking with John Manrique. He's the Vice President of Marketing of Culture Homes. He's an expert in the Culture Crestwind 55 communities, and we rarely talk about 55 communities because age-based communities are always, are not necessarily my thing. I talk a lot, John, about aging in place. But Culture Crestwind, that's a kind of a different way of aging in place. It really does bring out some of the best in successful aging. So first I want to thank you for being with us, but I want you to rush right into the idea of fitness, nutrition, and relationships, how you came up with this as the core philosophy for Culture Homes.
Sure, sure. And actually, the credit goes to our regional president up in the Mid-Atlantic, a gentleman by the name of Bob Rademacher, had read a book by Chris Carmichael, you may be familiar with it, called Five Essentials for a Winning Life. And Chris Carmichael, famous coach, and in his program, what he really focuses on are those three core concepts, fitness, nutrition, relationships. Now, what those mean, really, fitness isn't just going to the gym and having a regular workout program. It's also, you know, mental agility and keeping yourself healthy in terms of thought, and so, you know, doing things like having brain games and that sort of interaction to keep you on your feet. Nutrition, eat a healthy diet, but also, for instance, in our communities where they may have community gardens, demonstration, but it's really understanding and really being involved in the foods that you're putting into your body, and that whole circle of things. And then finally, relationships, is not just those personal relationships we may think of with a significant other, with family, but it's also being an active and meaningful part of the community. So encouraging volunteering, encouraging lifelong learning. You know, so one of the things we look for when we're planning a new Crestwind community or an age-targeted community for culture are universities in the area, cultural outlets where people can continue that engagement and constantly learning and building for themselves, because that's where, you know, that's kind of, as Bob would tell you, that's the recipe for living better longer. When you have those things that you're getting up in the morning, you got something to do, look forward to, you've got the energy you need, age is nothing but a number.
So I'm going to get into what you do. You're the vice president of marketing. So if you're marketing, then you know what they call the target market. You know who you're talking to. And one of the great mysteries of aging is how different we are as we age. There was a wonderful gerontologist, Janet Sayner, who said, all babies are the same and all seniors are different. So is there a different group of people who embrace their aging, go into an over 55 community for this lifelong learning, go in because they see it's another stage of their life and they want to flourish, as opposed to people who just become unable to care for their home and they kind of go kicking and screaming into something that is just easier to live in? Who are your people?
Right.
And I know you have a lot of market research on that. That must be something that you eat and sleep with every day. I'm talking
sure.
to those people. I want to find them. I want to know how they are different from the people who really despise aging, because I'm an advocate for aging. So who are they, what do you think makes them tick?
And it's a positive approach. Yeah, it's growing versus fighting, right? And so first to define a little better what we do, so in some of what you described there is, you know, maybe independent or assisted living, and that's not what culture here is about in terms of the Crestwind or our age targeted. When we need 55 plus is, frankly, when developers go forward and you put forward a 55-plus community, part of the reason for doing that is in terms of, as you're going through with approvals and whatnot, a 55-plus community may not have the, you know, in terms of use of schools and some of the, you know, the services that a city, a municipality would need to put out. So that there's benefits to wherever you're looking to develop this community, and there's benefits obviously to the residents. There's some that, you know, they've been there, done that, they've had the kids and all that sort of thing, and while it's nice to visit with the grandchildren, they do want to be in a community of their peers. They do want to enjoy the things, you know, they're at a new stage of life, they've worked hard, and so we tend to find, at least in our communities, it's a little younger side of the boomers. You know, we have triathlons going on in our community and that sort of thing. So when you're asking about, you know, how people, is there a difference in aging, in ours, it's really not so much that assisted, there's medical cause, there's the, what am I looking for, in terms of the needs so much as the wants. And so in a 55-plus community, it's more of the things that, hey, I've worked for this, and these are now my wants. These are, I've always wanted to explore art, or I've wanted to travel, or I've wanted to do a triathlon, or I've wanted to, you know, whatever it may be. That's what these sorts of communities are designed for. It's that freedom. So you typically have, you know, homes where the yard work and all that is included as part of your HOA. So you don't have to deal with that stuff. And, you know, they're typically not, you're not going to have your larger yards. Your 55-plus communities usually aren't these big half-acre, multiple-acre home sites, because that's not what that resident is looking for at this point. They're looking for more of those engagement things, or, you know, again, trying to accomplish those things, achieve those things that have been those goals that, you know, this is bucket list time. And so that's another commonality. So we interviewed like 2,500 people. Hey, what are you looking for in a 55 plus home? What are the things that you want? And it's easy maintenance, it's those sorts of things, and then you get into the design and all that sort of stuff. But it really comes down to what I was describing. It's, this is more of a wants-based community and address versus, again, you get to that next, that perhaps that older stage where there's more needs and the medical care and the assisted side of things, and that's not our business.
And, you know, what I'm talking about in terms of peer group, I think, is important here. When you have visions for yourself that you'd like to achieve, and you specifically, let's say, select one of the culture homes, communities for that, you're going to be around other people that think exactly the same way. Now, it's not always good to have everybody thinking the same way, but in this case, I think it may be, because each motivates the other to get out there and do something, whether it's community involvement and so on. So I was interested. I was looking at some of the communities, and I saw how much environmental preservation you guys are into and how much sustainability you are into when it comes to the environments that you get into. Is that because your market research has shown that boomers are interested in that?
Absolutely. I mean, they're interested in it. We're interested to, you know, our goal, our mission is creating better communities, and so housing is going to expand, but you can do it in a smart way that is beneficial, and that is absolutely, you know, there's a few, one of the big things, obviously, for boomers is the ability to get out and enjoy, and walking is a huge, you know, a number one amenity, and I'm sure if you ask most other developers in this space, they'll tell you the same thing. Walking's huge, and well, when you're walking, what do you want to walk around? You don't, you know, you want to walk around beautiful spaces. You want to walk around preserved areas. You want to have trails. You want to have those things to enjoy, if, whether you're a bird watcher or you love just jogging through the forest along a creekside, whatever it might be. And so preservation and the beauty, you know, it enhances your lifestyle. It also, obviously, enhances the value of the community when you've got a great environment. So that's a big one for us, and that's a big one for our residents.
So, you know, when it comes to an environment, of course, fitness and the ability to have those walks and the ability to have the great clubhouse, that makes it very clear. When it comes to things like relationships, the ability to meet in different groups, having all kinds of clubs, I'm sure Coulter Homes does that. But when we come back, I do want to talk about this aspect of nutrition with John Manrique, Vice President of Marketing at over at Coulter Homes, because these still are independent housing. As he explains, it's not congregate care in any way, shape, or form. These are robust people that could live anywhere they wanted. And how nutrition is implemented in a community like this is quite unique. So we want to talk about that when we come back, John. And we also want to talk about one other thing, and that is cost. You know, I'm a financial gerontologist. I spend most of my time helping people figure out whether they can stay in their home or not from a financial point of view. So we will talk about all these
you
things when we return, because I know that these are the things on your mind. Don't go away.
Me not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da, da-da-da.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
That doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg, and we are back with Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth, the only syndicated radio show on aging, which I think is a disgrace, by the way. I'm very honored by that. But boy, oh boy, with 78 million baby boomers in this country, one show. Give me a break. But okay. I'm glad if there has to be one show, it's mine. Now, we're going to speak again with John Manrique, who is the Vice President of Marketing over at Culture Homes. And as I say, with any of these guests, this is not paid. This is not an ad. I select different companies and different kinds of environments that I think are worth you knowing. So this is informational for you with no compensation. Do not think that there's anything else but my own heart looking at this and saying, hey, you guys ought to know about it. And even if Culture Homes is not for you, you should know it exists and what you're looking for. So I want to go, John, please tell everybody how to get information about Culture Homes, because they'll be able to extrapolate from what you do.
Sure.
Some of the things they're looking at in their life.
And,
go ahead.
And in picking up exactly where the point you were making, Adrian, you know, obviously we're in the business of developing communities and selling homes, but we have created, because it is such a big segment and we have such a part of the population, boomers, many of us here in Culture Homes are part of that and looking ahead. So if you go to Cresswind.com, that's CresswindCom, we actually put together a free guide. It's the go guide to active adult home buying. And whether it's Coulter or whomever it may be across the country that you may be considering, I highly recommend. We have a free guide there. It's digital. You can download it, put it right on your tablet, on your computer. You can print it, whatever you like. But it's got things in there about, you know, the finance aspect, which I know we're about to chat a little bit about, Adrian, and, you know,
right,
is this the right decision for me, and the things to look at we've already talked about in terms of fitness and nutrition. But anyway, we worked with a number of experts and others and put it out there. Obviously, we'd love you to come and check out our communities throughout the Southeast. But if this is an area that you're considering, you know, please download it. It's free. And then you've got this information to help you as you look ahead to the next steps as far as what may or may not be right for you in terms of if you are considering a 55-plus community.
Okay, so just from the financial point of view, what are some of the big points, we'll say? And then I do want to talk about the nutrition, which is one of your core philosophies, let's say, but just big points on what to think about from a financial point of view.
Well, obviously, I mean, there's some things that people look into when you're in your home you are today, and what you know, what we call it is value mapping, right? So it's where are you at today? What are the positives? What are the negatives? And if you were to move, what would, you know, are you going to create a value, a greater value for yourself? So from a financial standpoint, one of the things to think about is, okay, your home value, if you're going to sell it and the costs involved, and then you're moving, you know, are you what people may call either right size or downsize if you're looking for space? But then, you know, one of the things we advise people at is to look at, you know, consider then the options that you're looking at when you're going to build with somebody. What are the things you're going to put into your home? And one of the areas sometimes folks fall into is they purchase a smaller home and then they put a whole lot of options and upgrades into it, and are you really then going to get that value exchange for yourself at the end of the day? Is it worth it to, you know, really option up something to that size? So you got to look at the size of home. That's one consideration. You've got to look at when you're going into places, what are the carrying costs going to be when you're looking at evaluating these communities? What are the HOA fees? Are one, you know, yes, there's the cost of the home, but then there's going to be those taxes, and in many of these communities, because you have clubs and you have all these other things, there's an HOA. Now, if you were to go out and pay for lawn service, and if you go out and pay for a gym membership and do all that, that would be additional. So when you look at an HOA and all it understand what it includes, and if you didn't have those things included, what would you then be paying on the outside market, if you will, for somebody to come in and mow your lawn and fertilize and work out at the gym and go swim and go use the pool and go do all those different things? So that's another part, is to understand the overall, what's the monthly carry going to be. And finally, the cost of living in the area. You know, we recommend people visit, and boomers are great about this. They go and they'll spend some time, rent, you know, if you have the opportunity, rent in an area and see what it's like, see what it's going to cost you to eat out, see what it's going to cost you to travel around in the area, and really get that feel so that when you decide on the right location for you, you've got a full appreciation for all the costs that are going to be involved there on a monthly basis. It's not just, hey, what's the price of the home? There's so much more to that.
And in fact, sometimes the price of the home is the least important. It's the maintenance, ongoing maintenance, that's the key. So I'll add to
that. Absolutely, and that's a great point when you consider new versus, you know, you say, oh, well, my home is this, and we're okay, but if your home is 30, 40, however many years old, what are those things that are going to be coming up on the horizon? Not just next month, but 5, 10 years, you're going to need a new roof, you're going to need this. So many of the homes today, how, you know, built with the energy efficiency in terms of the windows, the insulation, all those things, what's your energy bill going to be as compared to what you're paying now?
Look, we have people living in energy efficiency of a medieval castle. I mean, their bunny is running out their window just as they're sitting there. So we have to understand that this whole show has been about financial freedom. And in certain respects, over 55 communities, including Coulter Homes, is about financial freedom. So here's my warning. We're in the Northeast, John, and you guys are in the South and in Florida. Many people come from the Northeast, and they look at the prices, and they think they died and went to heaven because it's so cheap compared to anything that we know, right? But
sure.
Don't think of it that way. Please get your head away from New York and New Jersey and Maryland. Remember that it's a different universe, and do not be just tempted by what looks like a lower price to buy the place. It's just that you're in a very high area. So take a look at what maintenance really means in your life and get a hold of that guide. Tell everybody how to get the guide again.
Again, go to Cresswind, CresswindCom, and you'll be able to download it right there, right on that page. Boom, grab it. Give it a read. get all the information we're talking about. You know, your example, you may get, as people may come down from the Northeast, which certainly we have many that do here in Florida, Georgia, the Carolinas, where we build. They look and they say, oh, wow, you're right, all these homes are, what? This one's this, and this guy over here is that. But don't be lured by, you know, in terms of the price tag, understand, again, even though it may be lower than you're used to in the Northeast, what does that include? You know, if a home's built with vinyl siding versus somebody else who's building it here, how's that going to impact? As you said, are you going to have the medieval castle? So, yeah, great, low price, but low value of construction, or is it better value of construction? So you do have to take that time, and I will say that was one of the reasons why in market
research. Both of those are well, and I'm going to say thank you, John, and I'm also going to say get out there, kids. Take a look at that guide. Get out there.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.